Victor Hatter, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
When you don't receive bad news, you know, ain't no pleasure in that. And yet the Bible says, count it all joy when you're surrounded by different kinds of temptation, tests, and trials. Count it all joy. Well, you can know the Bible says that. Well, I know I'm supposed to count it all joy, but not know how to do it. In the situation that I'm in, I don't see no joy in this at all. I can't find any joy in what I'm going through. I look at this situation and there just ain't no joy in it. So how do I count it all joy when I can't find any joy in it? Well, if you don't know how to do it, then that means that you lack wisdom on how to count it all joy. You don't have the wisdom to know how. You don't have the understanding. How do I take this bad situation that I'm going through and still have joy on the inside? Well, it takes the wisdom of God to do that. And so that's why he coupled wisdom right here and patience. He put them all together right here with your trials and your tribulation. You got to have wisdom to go through a trial and to go through times of testing and temptation with great joy. You can't do that if you ain't got the wisdom of God. I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't know how to respond. Don't know what to say. Don't know what to do. Look, I don't know what to do about this here. I ain't got no answers. All right? That means that you lack wisdom. Because if Jesus was in that situation, he would know exactly what to do, wouldn't he? He wouldn't be caught off guard. Well, I'm going to tell you, if he knows exactly what to do, then you can tap into his wisdom. In fact, he just told you that you could. He said, now, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And then he does it with so much confidence. He says, who gives to all men liberty. There's that word give again. Who releases to all men liberally. When you give something, you release it, right? So when God gives you something, that means he releases it to you. And then all you got to do is receive it. And then watch the words that you speak after you got it. So you don't want your praying, I'm going to say you don't want your saying to undo your praying. Because people believe they got it when they pray, and then they start saying stuff. How you doing today? I just don't know what I'm going to do. You just said you just received wisdom, and you just said that you had that you received from God, and now you undoing your praying with your saying. So let him ask of all men liberally and upbraid it not. That means God ain't going to fuss at you. He's not going to scold you. He's not going to rebuke you for asking for wisdom. You know why? Because wisdom has been laid up for the just. Wisdom just laying there for you to receive. So when you ask for something that he laid up for you, then he is delighted to give it to you. And to give you all you need. To give you an overflow of wisdom. The church needs an overdose on wisdom. You know, if we walked in more wisdom, we wouldn't make stupid decisions. If we had the wisdom of God, because the wisdom of God is really insight into the true nature of a thing. It is knowing how to manage the knowledge that you have. Wisdom also give you insight into the true nature of a thing. If I do that, I can see what the end result gonna be without me having to live through it to find out. When I have wisdom, I don't have to go from A to Z to find out what's going to happen. I had to go through B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. All that, going through all them changes. When you have wisdom, you're able to see all those steps right there and see what the end result going to be and say, you know what? I don't think I'm going down that route. Amen. But if you don't have wisdom, you can go down A, B, C, D, E, F, G and say, oh, I ain't supposed to do this. All this trouble, let me back up. You done made some decisions already, though. Some of them have consequences. So it's better to have the wisdom of God. Receive the wisdom of God. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives all men liberty and upbraided not, and it shall be given. Everybody say, it shall be given.
It shall be given.
Let me tell y'all something. That's the truth. If you ask for wisdom, it shall be given. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's just a true statement. If you ask God for wisdom, it's going to be given to you. And he ain't going to fuss at you and beat you up about asking. He will joyfully release the wisdom, because really the wisdom of God's already in you, because in Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You got the wisdom in you already. Glory to God. Counsel is like deep water in the man, and a man of understanding will draw it out. That counsel's already in you. That wisdom from God is already in you. But he qualifies asking. So he don't mean for you to ask and full of doubt. Lord, I'm asking you for wisdom, but I doubt if you're going to give me any. Lord, you know I need wisdom and I'm asking, but, you know, you know, I just don't think you're going to really give it. But, I'm asking because you say ask, but I really don't believe you're going to give me anything. So let me try to figure out what I'm finna do. Ain't no wisdom. I ain't got no wisdom from God on this here. God ain't going to give me no. God give everybody else wisdom but me. You know how we feel? The Lord blessing everybody else to help me. The devil know how to play them tricks on you. Everybody else getting blessed except you. Something wrong with you. Everybody else got wisdom except you. You can't get it because you messed up. I don't see nothing in that scripture about you messing up. All I see in that scripture is faith. He qualifies it and he says, but let him ask how. So there's a specific way that God wants you to ask. Say, when you meet the condition, then that wisdom is released in your life right then. Now, I still might not know what to do in the natural, but I'm not living by the natural because I'm living by the supernatural. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to pray in the Spirit. I'm going to speak in the Spirit. I'm going to worship in the Spirit. I'm going to love in the Spirit. I'm going to fellowship in the Spirit. I'm going to bless in the Spirit. So in the Spirit, I know I already got the answer.
Amen.
And I refuse to worry about anything else.
Amen.
The devil will come and harass you and say, what you going to do about that? What you going to do about that? Yeah, what you going to do about that? You need to make a decision right now. No, I don't need to make a decision until God tell me what to do. I ain't got to make no decision. I don't have to make a decision until I know the will of God. I don't have to make a decision before that. And if I go out there and then try to figure it out with my own understanding, then you see now what I'm doing. I'm leaning to my own understanding, which means that I'm not trusting anymore with all my heart. Right? So he said, let him ask in faith. Listen to this. Nothing wavering. That means without doubting, without wandering, without questioning, without hesitation. Amen? Without wavering. For he that wavers is what? Like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man, what man? What man is he talking about? The man who does what? Who wavers. Don't let him even imagine. I think the Amplifier says, don't even let him imagine he's going to get anything from God. You can't receive from God if you're going to waver. If you're going to doubt God's integrity, then you can't receive from him. But I'm glad that I don't have doubt his integrity, because I know what to do when I believe I received. What do I do after I believe I received? But then I know God got a plan and wisdom to implement it. I know God will raise up somebody with power, ability, and influence to help me. I know that God is working, that God will use his supernatural power to bring his blessing and bring his plan and purpose in my life. I know these things. I know God will give me strength to endure until I see the promise manifested in my life. Then I'm gonna do the four C's in a G. I'm gonna count it all joy, cast my care. I'm gonna cast down imaginations. I'm gonna keep my confession, and then I'm gonna do this here above all things. See, if I do this one, if I do the G, it take care of the other C's. Amen. If I just give glory to God, I ain't got time to worry. Devil ain't got time to put no imaginations on me that I gotta cast down. Amen. And if I'm giving glory to God, then my words gonna be right. So if I just learn to give glory to God, then I'm going to take care of them four C's that I need to do just by giving glory to God. And while I'm giving glory to God, something happens in my spirit. I arrive at a place called fully persuaded. When you're at a place called fully persuaded, that means you ain't got no doubt in you no more. Glory to God. Listen. I believe one of the major problems in the church today is people not knowing how to receive what has been provided. There ain't no shortage on God's name, because this is a good place to give you the kingdom.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book,